Broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center, it's the Kids Business Expo. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Here we are once again with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from the Kids Business Expo 2015 at the Cobb Galleria Center. I am Ryan Redhawk, alongside my co-host, Max Cantor. How are you, Max?
I'm really good, Ryan. I'm really good. I'm looking forward to this interview especially because I wear jeans every single day, and hopefully our guest can teach me how to wear something else.
Oh, me too. So our guest is Amari Johnson. She's a fashion designer with Amari and Mari Company. Hello, Amari.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I am awesome.
Very good. Please tell me more about your fashion designing company.
Well, I am a 16-year-old fashion designer. I'm a fifth-generation seamstress. My great-great-great-grandmother was a seamstress for the U.S. Army.
Oh, wow.
And I have turned my business. I started sewing when I was 5, and I was watching my mom doing sewing classes, and I was like, hey, I can do this too. So I decided, you know, let's try it. And I started my fashion design company when I was 10 years old, and at that point I was only 10, so I was like, you know, I want to do this. I think I want to be famous.
Okay.
And my mom would always ask me, you know, why do you want to be famous? And I never could answer her. And as time went by, I realized I didn't want to be famous, but I wanted to change the world. So that's basically what I do. Every show that I do is a benefit show to raise money for the different problems that are going on in the world. So.
Oh, wow. So your fashion as well as helping socially get a good message of positive change in the world. That's
yes.
Great.
Yes.
So you would say that your mom inspired you the most to get involved in fashion?
Yes, definitely. She's definitely been my inspiration, and even now, she's always the one that's pushing me to, you know, do my best and always put my best foot forward. And every time I do something, you know, that's kind of off, she's like, "No, you can't do that. You got to stay on your road so that mm-hmm. you can get to where you're gonna go because you have all these people depending on you." So,
well, that's great. So, tell me some of the fashions that you design.
Well, I started my first fashion line when I was 11, and I did a fashion show in Florida, and it was called Just Happy Being Me. Mm-hmm. That was my first line, and I kind of started off with doing plus size women's wear.
Oh, nice.
But as I transitioned, I realized, you know, I don't necessarily want to make clothes for women. I want to make clothes for children because they're a future. So I want to pour into them as much as I can. Mm-hmm. So I started doing children's wear, and I have 4 lines now. I have Speaking to the World Hears, I have World Changers, and I have Dream Takers.
Okay.
And that's basically what I show when I get invited to do different events. I show those pieces that I have from those lines.
Excellent.
Who invites you? Where do you show your pieces?
It depends. There's different fashion shows going on everywhere. And people will find out about me from different shows or different people. And I'll say, you know, they'll ask me, can you come out? Can you bring your models? I have a modeling group of about 25. And they start from age 2 all the way up to 17. And I train every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of travel. I have a resident makeup artist. I have a resident photographer who is also here today with us. And they just travel with us. And we go to different shows. And that's just how we get our name out there. From there, they invite us to different things. And I also do a big show. I did it here in November. I did my sweet 16 birthday here to give back to the community. We did it for bullying and eating disorders.
Oh, that's great. So I have to ask, is it only for women? Do you design anything for men?
No, I do both men and women.
Okay.
I just started the men's arena. So I'm still trying to get used to it, getting acclimated, because there's a certain way that I like mm-hmm. men to dress. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to work into that so that I can have all of my male models dress that way. So I'm still working on it, but I have launched a couple of pieces that are menswear, and I have a couple of boys models as well.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.